I invite all of us, us beautiful light workers, to use this time for you as a personal rejuvenation sanctuary time. You are here with your own free choice and your own intent. And part of that intent is for all of us to be uplifted through the divine love that Kryon extends towards us. So instead of a meditation, let's take the time to just be connected with Kryon's energy, Kryon who knows you, Kryon who loves you, and Kryon who is delivering all of us collectively another message of love. So thank you, Kryon. We are ready.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Is this earth of yours predestined, or is it in free choice? Now, you may think we've covered this before, but not really. And it seems to be the subject of the day. Scientists, business leaders, sociologists, they are asking an odd question. Could it be that Earth is a simulation? Now, a simulation would be another kind of word for predestination. A simulation means a controlled environment that you live in. Is this planet a simulation? This topic is debated heavily, and there is no actual answer, but the study is ongoing. Now, the answer to this may surprise you because I'm going to say yes and no. There is partly controlled, mostly not, but I'm going to give you how it actually is so you'll know. It's also the part that confuses science when they start looking at the things that are random that are starting to change, perhaps becoming non-random. And all the things that science looks at to see if you're in a simulation or not. Because sometimes they come up with the answer, it looks like you are. Why would they have that? Here's the answer. This planet of yours actually has many kinds of, you might say, sections or tipping points or change areas that are designed. Often they coordinate with astronomical events as well, to create an energy that is predestined. Now, you might say that the energy is predestined, but you are not. So the energy of the planet actually goes through phases. You might even call them phases that were setups for spirituality that happen no matter what. You might say, well, that's a simulation, except that you have free choice around the simulation, that are the setups, the tipping points. I want to give you a couple of examples so that you understand what I'm saying. You know about children, so many of you had them, and you know the stages that they go through in maturity. So the three-year-old becomes the six-year-old, the eight-year-old. They go into the teenage years. They go through that which is into their 20s. And perhaps by the year in the 25 to 26, they're told that, well, this is where their brains are settled. And in those steps, you know what happens. And you would say, well, these are maturity steps. And they're expected for all children. But I want you to notice what happens at the end of those maturity steps. Did they all make the same decisions? And they did not. But the steps, well, they're consistent. They're consistent with all humanity. That's a sort of predestination, you might think. It's the scale of mature growth, of wisdom, of growing up. And that's the way it happens. But along the way, the children, though they can make any kind of a choice they wish to. I want you to put that into the area of planetary consciousness for a moment, because this is the setup. that the planet is almost left alone to be as savage and controlling as it wishes to, it starts to change itself gradually. Through the years, there are decision points, tipping points, where it could go either way. And those are many, and they've happened through the centuries, through the thousands, the eons, you might say, but especially through the last 200,000 years. And you are now sitting at a major tipping point. The Earth actually has created a situation that pushes you into making certain kinds of decisions. And the interesting thing is that so many of you saw it coming. Your ancients saw it coming. Even your religious system saw it coming. You knew something was going to happen in or about the years of 2000. Now, is that predestination? In a way, it is. The energy of the planet was predestined to present you choices. And it did. And it has. But in those choices, humans had free choice to do whatever they chose within those tipping points. It's an interesting concept. Is that a simulation? In a way, it is. It's a simulation that sets up something that is predestined, but in that, all of the entities, all of the humans in the simulation, they can do whatever they want. Therefore, you are not predestined as a human being to have anything happen, or your civilizations to have anything happen. But the Earth, yes, it is there to make things, you might say, happen in a very interesting and different way, giving you the choices. This is what the scientists are looking at with entropy. This is why they look at certain things and they say, this doesn't seem right. It was this way, but then randomness changed, or dysfunction became function, and the order of things became disorderly. This is what science looks at to see whether you're in a simulation or not. And they are seeing attributes of a simulation. Let me give you another example, and it's one that sounds familiar, but not quite the same. We're going to refer again to the snowball rolling down the hill. But let's make this a 50-year to 100-year snowball. And the roll is very slow. And in this 50-year roll down the hill, which can't be stopped, by the way, you're rolling down the hill, and it's a snowball that looks like it's going to hit several trees along the way, and then it does. And you say, well, is that predestination, or is that just a snowball and gravity? Well, it's much like the last example of the maturing child. You expected it because you knew that the trajectory of the snowball, you knew where the trees were, so it's not fortune-telling that it hit them. Is that predestination? Or is that just the rules of gravity? What I'm getting at is there's actual rules of energy for the planet that are similar. You might say it's a pulling gravity down the hill. A snowball represents human consciousness. At the bottom of the hill, there's a big one. It's the years of 2000 and beyond. And what happens at that moment is interesting. There's a house there. It's a house that humans built. And here comes the snowball. 50 years coming down, heading toward the house. The house of human consciousness. Now, it's interesting that humans have already decided that the snowball is going to crush the house. That's the doom and gloom that you see that's taught in all of your movies, in some of your churches. It's going to crush the house. And humanity will not survive. It will either create another war for itself, and if it does, there may be spiritual intervention. There may be something called an Armageddon or a rapture. This is the crushing of the house. This is your idea, and you are feeling it, of the predestination that may be going on, the simulation that may happen. So here's what I want you to think about. There's a vast number of humanity right now who see the snowball coming, and they have for years. And they are starting to move the house out of the way. Are you getting this? You have free choice to move this consciousness to higher ground. And you are. Piece by piece, stick by stick, you're starting to remove the old energy that would be hit by the snowball, and you are seeing shift and change and starting to move it. So the snowball is still a predestination or simulated event because it cannot be stopped and because it goes through phases hitting other trees along the way. But the main one, human consciousness at the bottom of the hill, the house, you're moving it. That is the free will. So when the snowball finally arrives, and it will soon, there will be no end of the world. There will be no crushing of the house because you chose to move it. And what we're starting to teach to you and tell you is that you're starting to see it in so many areas, but there's still a battle of dark energy, you might say, that wishes you to see the house crushed so that you will be afraid, so that you'll be able to do things perhaps they want you to do to make it better or not. And then there are some that says you are simply doomed to get used to it. It's coming anyway. So these are the two energies that you face. But I'll tell you, you're moving the house. We can see it. Others can see it. Some of the young people can see it. These are the things that we have reported to you in so many ways. Predestination? Yeah. The earth, its energies, the astronomy, all set and ready for the tipping points that you're going through. Sometimes this snowball has hit the trees. The wars that have occurred on the planet that you never could move because you didn't know you could. And suddenly you know you can not only move that, you can move human nature. You can change all that might happen by changing the consciousness and moving the house out of the way. That's why we're excited. That's why we're so much in love with you. Because you're starting to see you're enabled to change your own reality and fit in with that which is predestined, which is the energy of the planet that you live in. I'm Kryon, in love with you all. And so it is.